Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. And this is Carl from Incredibly Strange Films, Film and Stuff, and of course, Deviant Legion. And also with me is my wonderful co-host, Miss Rachel. Say hello, Miss Rachel.
Hello, Miss Rachel.
Yes. Hello, nurse. Anyway, we are here doing a commentary watch.
No, we can't say that right now. I have been a nurse for the past number of days, and this is my break. No nurses.
Oh.
No.
Okay, no. Okay, you're not a nurse. Hello.
No, if anything in this movie makes anyone feel ill, take care of its damn self. I am off for tonight.
Good. Well, you're off a lot. It's just like me. So, you know, that's par for the course. But tonight we are here to celebrate, or actually to commiserate, tax day. Because, yes, if you don't have your taxes in now, you've got like 4 hours before it's all said and done. So, you know, better get your shit together. So I was talking to Rachel about this, and you decided that we were going to watch a specific movie. So I'm going to let you introduce the film.
Now, I didn't decide on a specific movie. We talked about movies for the tax season, okay? And we were looking at movies that were involved with taxes. And unfortunately, you and I are both, like, really boring people. And we've watched a lot of movies that involve the IRS and people who work for them. So our list was a little limited, which is why this one came up out of my vault. And I have to say, because it's not one of my favorite kinds of movies, it's one of those so uncomfortable that it's funny, maybe, a lot. Okay, yeah. But it also has a lot of redeeming qualities. And I'm going to bring up things like The Way, Way Back, because the movie we're going to watch has Steve Carell in it. Pretty much anything that has Paul Rudd as a lead is going to be so uncomfortable, it's hard to watch, but usually he does something all right, makes up for it. So with all of that being said, if you're familiar with what the dog game is that people used to play in college, you know, bring the ugliest person to the party and you win the dog game. Oh, it's awful and heartbreaking. Well, this kind of amps it up a little bit more with a really all-star cast, to be honest. And there's a few people in this movie I did not mention to you, Carl, because I want to see if you recognize.
Okay.
And so all of that being said, tonight we're going to be doing Dinner for Schmucks. And that can be found on multiple streaming services for rental. We're doing it on Amazon tonight, so just get the Amazon. It's both same price for HD and SD, so go ahead and get the HD. Treat yourself.
That's what I did.
And
aren't you proud of me?
That's what I did. Yeah, you gotta treat yourself. Treat yourself sometimes. And I mean, like, seriously, if you can get the same thing for sale price as you get for a regular retail price, then treat yourself. All right, so we're looking at Dinner for Schmucks tonight. And again, that is on Amazon Prime. So I'm gonna give this one to you, Carl, because I've been talking for a minute. So I guess maybe you get to do the countdown today. I'm queued up on double up. I don't know about you. But we got to get quick through this one because it's a good almost 2 hours.
Okay, so we'll do this quickly, and we'll talk during the movie as we always do. We'll do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Then you start when I say go. All right? Are you ready, Miss Rachel?
Sure. I'm always
five,
ready, Mr.
Four,
DeMille.
3, 2, 1, and go. Ooh, wow.
Yes, of course. We got to do the Paramount. Yes, you can watch it free if you have Paramount, which means you can't watch it for free because you have to pay for Paramount.
Yeah. Well, we pay for Amazon.
They took a bunch of my favorite shows. Yeah. Well, we also had to pay for this movie. We would have had to pay for this movie. We wouldn't have had to pay for it if we had Paramount, but Paramount took a bunch of my favorite shows and made me had to pay for them.
DreamWorks. This is a DreamWorks? Interesting. Now, I have to admit, I have never seen this movie. So I am the virgin today.
Yes. Now, admittedly, I've only seen this one like once, maybe twice.
Oh,
and I'm
going
to say, as someone who has like actually made small dollhouses and all the furniture and shit that goes with them, and, you know, hand-dyed fibers and stuff, like, this is some really, really intricate, amazing work this guy is doing. Also, it sounds slightly loud in the background, Carl.
Okay, I can do that. Thank you for that. It's hard to adjust the volume.
Well, luckily, this one has subtitles, too, because I have to pull mine way down most of the time.
Okay, those are so cute. They're
adorable.
Are
they not? And this is, like, really intricate work, okay? Like, he's working in miniatures.
That is not easy.
No, I'm like, I am very novice, basic, beginner-level miniatures. And I do stuff that's, like, already cast. Like, I do, like, little metal-bending miniatures and stuff, but not anything like this.
That's amazing stuff.
It really is. And so for this one, I'm not actually going to really go into the costuming. I want to go into this. Like, look at how intricate this stuff is. Little dental floss making the thing spin around, and I mean just the fire extinguisher. Oh, is she on top of So I'm just going to say, Carl, I think you're going to feel the same way I did about this movie because this is so beautiful. Mine just, like, jumped back a number of seconds. I need a time check.
Should we maybe bump this?
Okay.
Yeah, I need a time check, Carl.
Got it. 3:52.
Okay, hold on.
Now it's 4 minutes. Now it's 4:10. Coming up to 4:20.
What is it?
4:20. What happened?
What's now?
4:30.
Go on. There we go. Oh, I love her so, so much. She is amazing.
Oh, I do too. She's in the Weird Al video.
Yeah, the Weird Al
Packy
video.
Oh,
Packy.
I love her. Okay, and if you think I wouldn't hit that, you're crazy. Now, Paul Rudd is someone I find interesting. He pushes envelopes. One of my favorite
horrors
is one of his earliest.
Oh, the guy
right
behind him. I don't know who that actor's name is, but I love him too.
Okay.
Guy in the glasses on the right.
Right. I don't know who that is.
I love him. He's a really good background character.
Paul Rudd,
like, best buddy type.
One of his earliest films is called The Ten, and it's a portmanteau film on the 10 deadly sins. Or the Ten Commandments, excuse me. And it's something. Ooh, Bruce Greenwood. He's the head guy.
I know. So, okay, I told you. I didn't tell you who all was in this movie because you need to call him for me, Carl. Thank you, bub.
Okay.
First gold star for the day. We'll see if you win a pack of cookies. Boats and hoes. That's right. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. A prototype. Still a little wild on you, Carl. I don't know if it's just my phone echoing or not. I said it's still a little loud on you because I can hear everything they're saying.
Okay. I can't hear it on my end.
I know, I really can't either, but our phones seem to really connect well.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Art like that in the background, just it doesn't make sense to me.
No.
Oh, dear.
Well, you know, if it was a horror movie, it would be a human sacrifice.
You know, for me, movies like this are the real horror, and I think that you'll understand what I mean when we get further into it. Carl, no spoiler if you've never seen
the
movie, but you already know what it's about.
Yeah, I know The Dog Game. There was a movie, and I wanted to mention it, called Dogfight, which I love. And it's from the 90s. It's from a director by the name of Nancy Savoca. And it's River Phoenix.
They're explaining it right now. Okay, so Carl, did you?
Yes.
Now you can explain it.
Oh, okay. So the dogfight is basically the same idea, only it's a bunch of soldiers going to Vietnam in 1964 or 65 it is, and they're supposed to bring the ugliest girl, and whoever brings the ugliest girl wins. And they all put money on it. And it's basically the same idea. Okay, now I've seen his girlfriend before, but I can't think of her name.
Oh, shit.
I've seen her before. I don't know who it is.
I know, me too.
See, the whole idea here, too, is corporate taking advantage of the little guy.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know. And of course, the whole idea is at the end of it, they will get theirs. And that's how these things generally work. Again, I haven't seen the movie, so I could be wrong.
He tried to pose to her again. Did you see that, Carl?
Yes.
And she was like, I'm still thinking about it, dumbass.
Oh, Jermaine Clement.
Mm-hmm.
That's who that is. That HBO music thing that did Flight of the Conchords. So I got two. Again, the sense of the pretentious artist, that's been done a lot. Oh, Jesus, with a zebra.
Yeah, but he is doing a fantastic job.
Oh, well, he's funny as fuck.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, so far, everybody in this movie is a schmuck.
Oh, yeah. Again, you know, from the setup, and I'm not judging the film, but it's making its point very, very on the nose. You know, not a lot of subtlety.
No, there's not a lot of subtlety in this one. And that's kind of what I told you about, Carl, is, that it's not as subtle as it could be, but it does go into some places that are maybe different than you expect. There we go.
Yeah.
I love that it's his assistant that's like, fuck you, dude. Make it happen for me.
Great. That's the kind of assistant I want.
Yeah. Well, it's not the kind of assistant you deserve or need.
I do need someone to call me up every so often and like say, Carl, pull your shit together.
And I do that for you.
Yes, you do. Absolutely. So, Steve Carell.
Yes. That's why he couldn't run away.
You know, Carell, I'm really impressed with him over the years. You know, you talk about...
He's watching this.
Bruce Almighty was the one, and of course, Anchorman also were
no,
ones that really pushed him.
No, it was Evan Almighty that Carell
was
in.
But
Bruce
Almighty
was Jim Carrey.
He was in there. He was in it in a supporting role. Evan Almighty wasn't nearly as good as Bruce. unfortunately.
No, but it was really good if you look at some other things about the production of that movie, but we won't get into that. But we're supposed to be watching this right here.
That's true. But Carell, you know, The Office, but you mentioned The Way, Way Back, which I think he was absolutely fantastic in. Foxcatcher.
Have you watched any of this scene?
Yes. I'm watching it as I speak to you.
Okay. So you realize he just tricked him into not paying him $10,000 and instead coming
right.
to the dinner with him. Right. Okay.
Right.
Masterpieces.
Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
the artwork is just fantastic.
This is why you have to watch this
God
first.
Damn, it's great.
This is just... So is he. Because he's screaming. Okay. So, yeah. He sees this guy who, like, does taxidermy dioramas of mice. Dude, that's gorgeous, though. Look at that Last Supper. Look at that.
God, that is amazing. I'd be... You know, this guy's a better artist than Jermaine Clement any day. He wrote the Bible. Jesus did not write the Bible. I'm just letting people know.
I know, but still, you get where they're going with this. Like I said,
yeah.
It does kind of bash you in the face, but it also goes a little bit deeper.
Well, already, I mean, you could tell, you know, you really like Carell. I mean, he might be odd,
and he is, but you like him.
As an audience member.
Yeah. Well, and you know with Paul Rudd, he's going to come across initially as the douchebag asshole guy, but eventually he's going to do that little cock his mouth, kind of half wink one part of his face look, and then he's going to rethink his really selfish decisions and make the right decisions happen later.
Right. You know,
and she's just
going to
have gorgeous blue eyes and be weird.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I love her. Okay, that was funny. So what was your first impression of this film when you watched it?
I've only been through the one thing so far.
I was a little uncomfortable. I was a lot uncomfortable with it. It made me really uncomfortable.
Okay. And
I'm not
going to
lie.
Think that, you think that's what this is going for? That wasn't a mistake on the screenwriter's part?
Oh, no, it was not a mistake. I just don't know if maybe they went a little too far.
Okay.
And that's kind of why I wanted somebody to watch it with me.
Right.
Oh, I didn't even say maybe they went too far in the dinner. I'm saying I don't know if maybe they went too far just period.
Right. And we haven't gotten to the dinner yet, and I know that everyone's going to be an asshole.
And that's what I'm saying, is the rest of the movie, too, is it's really uncomfortable in other parts of the movie, not just the dinner. So that's what I'm trying to figure out, is if it's just me.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. Because, and this is maybe just like a trigger thing for me or something, but, you know, I was a person when I grew up who got made fun of and ostracized and made the butt of jokes sometimes. So I don't know if this is just me having an extra Catholic guilt sense of solidarity, or if they do go a little bit too far. But I remember the first time that I watched this movie thinking, once I finally got through all of it, I was like, okay, I could maybe watch that again.
Well, you know, there's a movie that Vicky had me watch. What was it called? I can't remember. Shoot. I'll think of it as we go on.
Did you ever figure out who French Lady is?
No. No, and I'm not looking at IMDb either.
Yeah, I've got to figure out who she is.
Oh, by the way, the movie
I have
was thinking
seen her
of was, yeah, the movie I was thinking of was Very Bad Things. That one is so fucking uncomfortable. And the first time I saw it, I hated it, despised it. And then I watched it a second time because Vicky asked me to watch it a second. And then I kind of got it. It's still uncomfortable. I don't think this is going to go to that level, because that level is really nasty.
You may not know as much as you think you do. I don't know, though, because I remember thinking this movie went some places.
Well, you know, personally, if I were her, I'd be breaking him over the coals either. It's not right. Oh. Carol, he amazes me. You know, looking at this character and how his whole sense of body and how uncomfortable he makes feel. That's uncomfortable.
Yes.
And he's not afraid to go places. In a lot of ways, fearless. So, one of the reasons we're doing this is that Steve Carell actually works for the IRS. I don't know if that's actually been made clear yet. This is you.
Me?
No. He's showing him the mouse that died.
Yeah. I thought you said it was me. And I was like, am I the one showing you the mouse?
That's what he says. The physical comedy here isn't working as well.
No.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's what I was saying is, like, some of it's painful. We have to get to the point.
This is not good.
No. Nope. Not
this
one.
This is not good at all.
Yeah, this is uncomfortable. There's no doubt this is uncomfortable.
And it gets even more so. And I swear to God, I'm pretty sure there's a redeeming point to this.
I don't know what it is.
That's the one. That's the butt.
Yep.
Little Miss Panty Bottom.
By the way, if you want ice cream, you can get ice cream here. I'm sure people are listening to that.
Sure.
Okay.
Hi, special guest Jeremy here.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, Rachel's having to call about the missing wings.
Okay. So we're watching Dinner for Schmucks.
I've been watching a little bit here and there.
Okay. I was telling Rachel that I really like Steve Carell. I think he does so many great things.
Oh, yeah. You think you're rated.
And, of course, that's Paul Rudd. Gonna smell. So how are you feeling? Heard you weren't feeling well a couple of days
ago. I'm feeling much better now. Yesterday sucked.
Still going out both ways?
Huh?
Was it still going out both ways?
No. Nothing exiting the body yesterday.
Okay, that's good.
But you know, when you're in the last little bit of recovery from an illness like that, you know, you feel like crap anyway, even though it is way better than it was before. You know, having to go into work early and work a 16-hour day, that kind of sucked.
Oh. Yeah, that does suck. I would not want your schedule. My floormate has a similar schedule where he works three hospital shifts in a row. Oh. Those were my car keys.
Come on.
Yes. That is the question in this movie. Glad somebody brought it up.
Who is the schmuck?
And by the way, does that not look like the Friends apartment right there? With the fucking window and it's way bigger than it should be.
I'm right outside the apartment. Well, it was nice to have a visit from Jeremy.
Well, yeah. He would love to be here way more often, but doesn't always happen like that. In fact, he was supposed to be gone for work a lot earlier this evening, but circumstances and...
Understood.
Unfortunately, he has to be leaving us
now.
Oh,
by the way, are the wings on the way?
We'll figure that out eventually. Apparently somebody has to go pick them up now because the guy convinced me that if he reasons it through DoorDash, they may not come and pick up the wings. And I was like, but dude, I'm doing a thing right now. Like, could they maybe do that? And he's like, well, they're probably not going to come get your wings and bring them to you. It's going to be a really long time. And I'm like, I don't care if it's a really long time. I'm busy.
Okay, it's a cat.
Oh, my God. This reminds me of you. Coco says hi, by the way.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, this one is a hard one to talk about because it's just, like, weird shit keeps happening.
Yeah, this is pushing it a little bit.
Okay, well, let me know if we need to call this one, because I told you that might be a possibility.
No, we're not calling this. There's no way we're calling this. You know, at least they're all committed to it. Think about that for a second.
No, everybody in this movie is completely fucking committed, and that is something that you can say about it is, every single one of them, 100%.
They're definitely committed. There's no doubt about that. And death.
Just imagine how he's holding that pelt on.
Yeah, really. God.
Just imagine.
Yeah.
Exactly what it looks like.
I don't
like.
Want to imagine.
Because you two know exactly what it looks like. I'm not saying a fused one. I just, like, I have weird friends. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Oh, now we got the hooker.
Darla.
Oh my God, that's exactly what someone I knew in my life was acting like.
Okay.
I have pizza. Come on, Darla. I literally have pizza with cheese in my kitchen right now, Darla.
Okay, this is taking it a little... It's not... The idea is good, but they're pushing it too much. You understand what I mean?
See, that's... Yes, and that's what I'm worried about with this movie. That's why I was really remiss to bring it up, but... I said I'd seen it and that it wasn't entirely bad.
And I don't think it's entirely bad either. But what I do think is that they're letting the main idea diffuse. And they're doing these things.
Yeah, they're trying way too hard right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know I remember thinking that, but also I remember thinking that I love her fucking shoes. Not the rest of the outfit. Fuck that. But
Well, I always kind of liked a boutonniere, okay? I'll be honest about that.
Bustier?
Yeah, the bustier. Sorry.
Boutonniere is the floral decoration that men wear for
okay. No, that's not what I meant.
That's a bustier that she's wearing.
Okay.
Remember, because it boosts the boobs, a bustier.
Okay. Bustier! Yeah. Okay,
that's
gotcha.
Right, see? No, I'm not! I love this. I don't know why. He's such an idiot. And ever. What the fuck? People don't want to punch something that's dead. It's instinctual. So yeah, I cannot apologize enough for this movie, just because, like I said, I apologized beforehand, and it's not
it's
a great
okay.
movie, but I know it gets better, but it's one of those
it's okay.
modern
it's
like
okay. it's okay.
You have to get there, I think.
It's okay.
And I do remember thinking that the first time I watched it is like, why the fuck is it taking so long to get to the actual part of the movie that this movie was supposed to be about? And I think it's
right.
really, like, you'll see in a bit that it's really character development. and it feels like it might be too long until it gets right to the crux of the movie.
And he's right about that. You know, the thing is, the one thing is that Carol's not stupid. This character's not stupid.
Yeah, and I think that's what most people like. When you see the previews and the trailers for this movie, you think that all of these people are idiots in the traditional sense of they're fucking dumb. But it's not that they're dumb, necessarily. And maybe this is a spoiler alert, but like I think that that's kind of like the point of the movie is that these people aren't fucking stupid. They're just weird. He's wearing a fucking dickie.
Yeah. Now that's Zach Galifianakis. I like him.
In some instances, I do as well. Not all, but he's great in this one. Your mind is my puppet.
How am I doing with getting everybody? Am I doing okay?
You're doing great so far.
Zach Galifianakis is in this, I can't remember the name of it, but it's a really cool science fiction film. And he plays the bad guy.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to have to find that. Give me a second. We know him from The Hangover.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of other weird things.
Right.
Like Between Two Ferns and shit like that.
Right.
I thought he's a person. I just experienced a power blip. So I'm not sure what time.
There's a movie he did called Visioneers, which I really, really like. Very, very low budget, but really cool science fiction.
I know. It did mine too. Go back up, Bill. Sorry, I'm sorry. I thought I was on mute for all of that. Guys, I experienced a blip. Carl, I need to know what timestamp you're at.
I am at 54:23. Now at 54:30. 35.
Hold on.
40. 54:45. You with us yet?
No, I'm not. 54.
55. Now at 55 minutes.
I'm sorry.
Now at 55:10. I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
55:25. You close?
I'm getting there. Trying to.
55:35.
Hold on. Okay.
55:55.
56. 5616 is where I need.
That's fine. That's fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay. And just tell me where you're at.
Okay, I'm at 5616. Actually, now 20.
And now what?
Okay, now 5635. 5645.
All right, we're good.
Okay.
What time now?
No, I didn't check. 57:12.
That we're right on the same exact thing.
Okay, good.
Except mine just started buffering again. Oh my God, why is this doing this to me?
Listen, if we have to call it because you're having troubles, that's okay.
I think we need to call it, Carl.
All right,
because
we'll call it.
I'm still buffering.
Talking sorry.
Now. I am.
Well, I'm gonna keep watching it. I mean, we're going to cut the show. Why don't you give me a call after I cut it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Let me get back there to.
Oh, no, I got
talk.
It back, so.
Well, okay, we'll try. Well, if it goes one more time.
Where are you at?
Okay, I am at 5827, 5830.
Where now? 5840.
5845.
There we go.
Okay. You know, the thing is, I want to see the dinner. That's what this is about.
I do, too.
I want to see the dinner.
Yeah, that's me watching videos. I'm like, oh my God, it's amazing.
See, he's walking now fine. And that whole thing with the back brace wasn't needed. It really wasn't needed.
Not at all.
Sometimes the best thing to do is to edit.
Oh, seeing the pictures, right?
Yeah. Now you start to see that sort of side glance. He's starting to get it.
Stove.
Don't do anything with my sister. What a douchebag.
Mm-hmm. Lots of douchebags in this.
Schmucks or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like that.
That's how you roll, yo. This is me. all the time. Seriously. A lot of million dollars.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but anybody who wears white jackets and then white jackets with the black on them and then white jackets. White jackets. No, fuck all of you people in white jackets.
That's what you really think.
Swedish chef. The imminent salad right now. That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Well, no.
Okay, I like her, by the way.
I do, too. I love her.
Will you marry me? This is a little silly. You know that's the one thing. See, the satire should be sharper. That's what this is really missing.
It is because
it's too scattershot.
There's a really good point to it, but yeah, the satire should be sharper. Seriously, what is this bitch in?
Okay, I gotta look.
I thought you said like 5,100 times earlier.
Her name is Stephanie.
You were gonna do that.
Shoshak. Stephanie Shoshak.
is she is the one that is in
She's in Rebound.
40, is she the one that's
She's in The Devil Wears Prada. Gimme Shelter.
No.
We Bought a Zoo.
Night's Tale.
No, not that I'm seeing. The Blacklist.
40 Days and 40 Nights.
Nope. Not her.
Are you talking about the blonde lady or the brunette lady?
Brunette.
Okay.
I'm talking about the brunette.
Okay.
Now I need a time check.
Okay, time check for Carl. Let me find my remote. Okay, so time check for me is at 1:11:34:05.
Okay, 1:11:35.
1:11:42.
Okay, I'm basically there. I'm a little ahead of you, but that's okay.
1:11:48.
We're good.
Okay.
We're good. A sadder.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a funny. I like that. Goats. Did you know that Stephen Caron Keogh has a thing about goats? Did I tell you that?
We've talked about it numbers of times. Yes, I do. No, that Stephen has a thing for goats.
That's a nice visual. Two of them
really is
waiting in the pond. It's a nice. You can see Rod softening up too.
Hey, friend of mine at work gave me this to get to do.
Yeah, that just fucking happened. May or may not be sobbing a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, having straws and cheese. That's cute.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at it. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And by the way, is that not like just the best fucking apartment?
Yep.
What?
Where's your dishes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, now the ventriloquist, I've seen him before too.
Let me see who it is again. No.
And I've seen him before, too.
You've seen all of them. Oh.
Yeah. Good. They're in this together.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Well, that's the whole point. See, that's the satirical point that should have been, like, really focused on. Some of this, if not, you know, unfortunately, as
yeah.
we talked before, it's diffuse. It doesn't know where it wants to go, right? And I've seen her before, too.
I have too.
I've seen all these people.
You have well, you and I have also both seen a lot of weird porn, so.
Oh, without a doubt. Okay, that's funny. I like that.
So, yeah. Your guess. Something that I call the power of... Thousand years ago, on Earth were monkeys. Said, "We'll never walk erectus. We'll never use tools. We'll never talk."
I'm about 10 seconds ahead of me.
Yeah, I'm talking right now. That monkey screamed. Fast forward 500 years. The right
I like this.
fools. Two idiots.
Yeah.
What's the problem, everyone? That'll never work. Because plywood weighs more than air.
You're 10 seconds ahead of me, and I can hear it clearly.
Okay, sorry. I'll cut it down. I can't hear it.
And Sir Francis Bacon.
Yeah. I can't hear you. The Van Gogh is a joke that has been done a lot. Evel Knievel.
That. Evel.
The nice thing about Rudd is you could tell on his face. He's subtle, but he does it well. Where you know, everything melts away and he turns into a good person. And that happens a lot in his films.
And that's what I was trying to talk about earlier. Is like he has that moment where he has that winky eye, half-closed mouth kind of, and you realize he's realizing and shit's about to get real. It just happened there. Such douchebags.
As I said, Galifianakis does play a good villain.
Oh, he does. Especially in a movie like this where he is an over-the-top, ridiculous villain.
Yeah. But he's also, as I said, he's played other villains, too, that are much more subtle and scary.
Well, yeah, of course. No. That is a thing that had happened.
Mm-hmm.
Or what? I don't know what half a step in her purse is. Hi. This is where it gets so awkward. It makes me sad. Because they're all laughing at him, but he doesn't know. Manos, hands are fake.
Yeah, well, anything that mentions Manos is okay in my book. Trust me.
That was only
that's
me.
One of the worst movies ever made. Seriously.
No, literally,
not
like, the worst movie ever made.
Well, there's a lot of films out there that are fighting for that. But certainly that's one of them. Top 10, easy.
Oh, there's that. Aw, oh, damn. Aw, oh, damn.
Brain control. I like that.
Yeah, you're like way ahead of me, by the way. But
okay.
My brain. Ooh, thank you. I mean, seriously.
Fecal position.
I do that to people occasionally. God. That's just like, oh. Yeah, I mean.
Nice.
That's me.
It's all about the outcast. All about the outcast.
Oh yeah, like yeah, we're getting there. I have a fiddle with a big nerve. It's my wife's favorite finger. Yeah, I'm sorry. This is probably not our best one, but...
No, but actually, this is what I was looking for. It was this what I was looking for.
I knew it
for.
Was. I told you to wait for it. Oh. Pretty card, though.
Yeah. See, I really like Carol in this. He is really good.
Yes. Absolutely. And this isn't the worst movie ever. It's not the best. And like I said, I didn't remember a whole bunch about it. It's like bad. And okay, and decent at the same time.
Rod, too. Rod's good in this, too. I mean, they're good in it. It's the script that doesn't work. Script works sometimes and not others.
Exactly.
Of course, you know it's going to end up right. It has to in a movie like this.
Yep.
Thank you. and your birds and your goats. Okay, it's cute.
There you go. I never made any bones about this movie, Coral. In fact, I tried to...
talk me out of it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, keep watching, though.
No, I am.
Are you still watching? Okay.
Oh, yeah. The finger. Okay, that was cute.
They both got curated several times.
Yeah.
Okay, so like I said, the end of the movie was worth it. But the rest of it, it's like,
yeah.
I was so confused because, I mean... I thought there was supposed to be like a cohesive story.
Well, you know, the thing is, this would have been good as a short. This would have been good, like 40 minute short. The rest of the material wasn't needed. The back brace, a lot of this stuff really wasn't needed.
No. Like, seriously? That is a 25 to 45 minute short movie.
Yeah, I agree.
That's not a whole film. And I think that there's this other one where Steve Carell was in it and he was like doing stuff with miniatures and dolls and stuff.
Yeah, there is another one. I can't remember the name of it.
And I think that would have been great. As a short as well. Like, maybe if those two had been put together.
Right.
Like, with the mice beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he goes off to war and then comes back and his lady's dead or whatever. And he does the war miniatures afterwards.
Right.
Be... even a series, like, of a show. But
yeah, I agree.
I think that both of these movies had some really redeeming qualities to them, just not in the way that they needed to be. And that's why I think I needed some other people to watch that with me.
Well,
because it's not the worst
I would
movie
say,
I've ever seen. But
no,
yeah.
But it doesn't
go.
Work. Not in totality.
No.
There are parts of it that does. And to say that everybody did a good job acting, I think that's very true. I think your biggest problem was the script was way too scattershot. They should have cut it down, made it the one thing. Just leave it at that and maybe do an 80, 85-minute feature if they wanted to do it. This is almost like 2 hours. And that's too long. That's
it is.
Way too
it's
long.
Too long, especially for that storyline.
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted somebody to watch that with me, and I thank you for that, because I needed some more, I guess, just ideas on it, because it's not a horrible movie.
No, it's not.
It's just, it's not the best either, and I think Steve Carell is so much better than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I actually think he did really well with the character. I think where they're let down is the script.
Me too.
No, it's, you know, yeah, it's an interesting choice. Certainly the whole IRS thing worked for today. So that, you know, and I'm sorry, we were not going to do everything everywhere all at once. We're just,
that one's too much for tonight. Sorry, guys. Just too much.
Exactly. All right. So thank you very, very much for doing this, Rachel. I just want to go into a quick housekeeping here very, very briefly and just let everyone know what we're doing. Okay. So tomorrow, Doc is coming in, and we're doing a commentary watch that we wanted to do over Easter, but we didn't get a chance. And that is Night of the Lepus, and that's about giant killer bunny rabbits, okay? And then on Thursday, it's 4:20. It's time to get stoned and watch a movie that's a lot better when you're stoned. And that's going to be The Manitou, which is a really strange 70s, basic horror film with Tony Curtis and various people trying to get a fetus out of Susan Strasberg's neck. Come watch it with us. You'll understand. And then on Friday, Cathode Ray Mission, I'll be part of a group of people with Adam talking about the adventures of Briscoe County Jr. So that's what we got this week, and it's time for us to say good night. Say good night, Rachel.
Good night, Rachel.
And good night, Carl. Good night, everyone.
Night, bye.